what to do. So how do you show that? You do it three ways: preparation, positioning, and language. All three work together to shift the employer's perception of you from flight risk to first choice. Hiring managers can tell when a candidate has done their homework, and for experienced professionals, preparation matters even more. You can't rely on your resume to do the convincing. You have to show them that you applied because you chose their company for a specific reason. Many overqualified candidates unintentionally undermine their own commitment by saying things like, "I already have a lot of experience in this area," or "I've done this before," or "This is a good fit for my background." None of these statements signals loyalty. They signal neutrality at best. They say, "I can do this job," not "I want this job." Lead with what's next. To keep from accidentally positioning yourself as someone who's just applying to collect a paycheck, you need to stop leading with what you've done and start leading with what you want to do next. That next thing? Make it clear that it's this role. They're not asking to evaluate your ambitions. They're asking to evaluate your loyalty. What they want to hear is simple. "I see myself here, doing what the company needs, evolving with the team, staying, contributing, and growing." They want language that says, "This is not a temporary stop. This is where I plan to stay." Long-term commitment is what builds trust. It's what gets you hired in a system that assumes people like you, someone experienced, overqualified, and resourceful, will walk away the minute something shinier comes along. The current hiring systems are built to minimize perceived risk. You have to make new assumptions easier to believe. This isn't about playing small. It's about showing commitment, not ambivalence. Collaboration, not superiority. Focus, not distraction. Removing the risk label requires you to own your experience and your intentions at the same time. Vocabulary focus. Perceive. Credentialed. Hierarchy. Motive. Undermine. Neutrality. Ambivalence.